Get ready to match the podcasters.
ArcherRadio.com.
Hola, chicos.
This is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick. And
I am Chris.
This is J. Michael Haas, and you are listening to The Daily Perk.
Riding with Bill. Sit down, buckle up, and hold on.
QCast Connection with Michael.
And Mr. B.
How much do we love?
And Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
Everything about it is fun, and it's something I wish I would have went into back when I was 19 years old. But I can do a damn good flat top. One thing, never trust a man with a flat top. It is a number one rule. Men with flat tops are controlling. They have huge anger issues. And, well, they'll always be single. Joking. But some of those traits always come off on a person who chooses to do a flat top. I'm not saying a high and tight. High and tights are for, you know, leather queens. But flat tops that are crisp and clean, you know, they were great in 1990. Flat tops are the worst haircut ever. And I'm saying that, and it goes flat tops, mullets, perms. Those are the three things you should watch out for.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Never trust a man with a flat top.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 46 of the BFO for Monday, the 1st of December, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my Spanksgiving, and we're opening the Advent calendar, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? We are in the final month. We're counting down towards the end of 2025. Well, y'all, we're in the final month. Where did the year go, Big Fatty? We don't know, but y'all, to help us count down the time until Crema, y'all, it's time to open our Wicked for Good Advent calendar that was sent to Big Carter by Alan and the Uck and Captain D from Tennessee. And y'all, I showed you the calendar. Y'all, it's like a giant book. 25 days of surprises. And y'all, we're going to open it up and look over here. Now, where is number one? We're looking. Where is number one? There it is. Y'all, it is Galinda and Fierro with a heart. And y'all, in the little envelope, oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a magnet. It's a magnet that says, I feel wicked. Big Fatty, I like that. Y'all, it's black, but it's got some puppies on it. And y'all, I don't know that I'll take a picture every day, but maybe a picture once a week. I'll take a picture of the little gift ads that are in the calendar, but I love this. They're off to a good start. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Damn, I see y'all today. Today, Cyber Monday. Big Fatty. Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you probably may have been a little confused about that opening. Big Fatty, no one's confused about your opening. Well, the recoded. Oh, yes. Y'all, the Match the Podcast. This used to be a quiz program that we did on the LFC. And y'all, Big Fatty would Axe Vado which podcast a comment came from, and he'd have to guess. And so y'all, I wanted to choose one of those because it had the opening stinger, if you will, of our person having the celebration today. Y'all never met him in person, but y'all, he was a longtime supporter of the LFC and the BFO. And y'all, not sure when he fell off the wagon. Big Fatty, I didn't know he was on a wagon. Well, listening to the BFO. But y'all, he's his last sighting, I believe, was by the ferry driver out there in the Vancouver, northern Mexico. Y'all, he used to be the gay trucker, but y'all, now he's the gay hairdresser. Big Fatty, it's just so redundant. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the gay trucker. Big Fatty, we love the gay trucker. We do indeed. And y'all, I don't know if he is on the the social medias or what, but y'all, if you see DJ David J, the gay trucker, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake in the shape of a flat top. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, y'all, I just wanted to let you know that we did not get any additional entries in the Win Bacon's Money Contest. Big Fatty, that's not true. This one came in.
Hey, Big Fatty, RT Cruiser. I know I'm too late for the contest for the name, but I still want to put my names in. I think it should be Flo and Ryder, and I want to see if they get the joke. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that RT Cruiser from down there in the future. And RT, I'm going to have to send this submission over to the judges, the judges, to see if it qualifies. Judges? So sorry, RT. Big Fatty, he said he knew he was too late, but Flo and Ryder were two pretty good names, y'all, including RT Cruz. Y'all, we had over 20 entries into the contest, and y'all are congratulating. By the way, if you have not listened to Satney's program of Ruination, the early years, y'all just go over there, but y'all, congratulations go out to Brendan over there in the UCK for submitting Gail and King. Y'all, it was decided by the Mechanicals, and I had nothing to do with it. I just told the Mechanicals, give me a number, and I looked and see what names corresponded to that number. And y'all, I received an e-letter from Brendan on Saturday, and y'all, the subject line was H-O-U-N-O-U-R-D, though I am. Now y'all, I looked at that and I went, hound, Howard, hound, hound, like noun, Howard. Y'all, you know those, you know the Uckers, y'all, they like to put U's in there, and I think he put an extra U in there, and I think he meant, honored though I am, those mechanicals got their transistors twisted. Bacon's bag of coins are of no use to a man or beast in the Mexico Uck. Perhaps we need another competition to see where the coins should go. Thank you for calling. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for that. We're going to, I'm going to talk with Miss Bacon and see what's with that, and we'll see how it all works out. But congratulations to Brendan for submitting Gail and King. Big Fatty, you know they're gonna fuck it up sooner or later. Well, you know, that's what the mechanicals are best at. Yes, Big Fatty, they learned from you. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the phone, right? Little Joe, Big Fatty, you forgot it was Friday. Well, y'all, let's see. On Thursday, we went to our friend's home for Spanksgiving dinner. Y'all, there were... Let's see, how many of them? There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 10 of us, 10 and a little baby who's not quite 1 year old. But, y'all, he was the center of attention, that's for sure. And anyway, y'all, we had all kinds of appetizers. They had smoked some oysters on the grill. Y'all, I tried one. That's the first oyster I've ever had, and it had so much cheese and stuff on it that y'all, you really couldn't, it didn't really taste like anything. And they had little cocktail weenies wrapped in bacon and all kinds of dips and cheeses and crackers and y'all, you name it, they had it. And whatever you wanted to drink, but y'all, they had made a cranberry and apple what is that called? Sangria. And y'all, they had poured apple liqueur or something in it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but y'all, it's good. But y'all, it had fresh cranberries in there, and you would bite into one of them, and y'all, it was the tartest, sourest thing you've ever put in your mouth. Y'all, I thought the Nep was going to drink all of it, but he didn't. And y'all, then for the main course, y'all, we had Tom Turkey, and we had ham. And we had dressing and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and green bean casserole and squash casserole and broccoli casserole. And y'all, they had a pineapple casserole. It was absolutely delicious. They had the Sister Schubert dinner rolls and deviled eggs. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And it seems like there was other stuff too, but and of course there was gravy. Yes, Big Fatty. And I filled a plate, and y'all, I'm 2 tons of fun still as I record this. But let's see, and for dessert, they had an apple pie and a pumpkin pie and a, what was the other one? Sweet potato pie, I think. I don't remember, but y'all, I didn't have any dessert. I'd had enough. Y'all, it was a lovely evening, and the Nep and I rode together. Y'all, the Nep fixed him three to go containers of food, and you know they were saying, "Oh, please take it, take it, take it." And of course, he's like, "Oh, well, now I'm getting this for both of us." I said, "You're not getting it for me." "Oh, no, you'll want some later, y'all." He didn't want everybody to think he was a pig, even though the more he says, "Oh, no, this is for us. This is for you and me." Everybody knew it wasn't for me. But y'all got home. Y'all, I will say, I went on my Nippa walk Spanksgiving morning, and y'all, there were 85 houses that were decorated for crema, and y'all, on Sunday, early afternoon, Sunday, I went, and y'all, there are 143 houses now that are decorated for crema, and y'all, that number's only going to go up. You know, everybody, "Oh, we do not decorate until after Spanksgiving," or, "Oh, no, nothing before the 1st of December." Well, you got no excuses now. I'm looking at you, Brian in the Bury. So get your decorations up. Yes, Big Fatty, go outside and plug in that electric Jesus in the front yard. Oh, okay. And, y'all, it was cold. It was cold on Spanksgiving. And y'all got up on Friday. It was cold on Friday. But y'all, it felt so good to get out and nipple walk. Y'all, I did watch the hot air balloon parade. I did not see the old gal balloon. You know, nor maybe it, yes, Big Fatty, it was probably busy in the kitchen. What was I saying? Then y'all, you know, there's lots of sports ball on Spanksgiving weekend. So y'all watched a lot of that, and, y'all, it was just a nice weekend. I will say on Saturday, the temperatures, warmed nicely, and Sunday, y'all, I was out walking in, nipple walking in, shorts and a t-shirt. But, then on Sunday, y'all, I did my crema cooking for my family because I'm heading over to Atlanta on hunt day and got to get all that taken care of. Lots to do before I leave, but we'll have more about that as the week progresses. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I've gotten some giftettes. Miss Bacon had sent me a couple of giftettes, and the second one arrived, Miss Bacon. We'll get that open this week. And I got my first crema card from, Randy. That Randy and, Sha Tom from up there in the Pennsylvania. So, gentlemen, thank you for that. Y'all, I've got some sad news I'm going to pass along, but I'm going to wait and do that on tomorrow's little show just because I want to make sure I give it the proper consideration then. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, all those voices, there's only one having a celebration of exiting the birth canal today, and y'all, that's DJ David J, the gay trucker, and DJ David J, what do you got to say about Big Fatty?
Never trust a man with a flat top.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, you need to go get it flattened again. Yes, Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.